That's your fault.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, February 19th. I got it today, Queen.
Yeah.
I remember what today was. How y'all doing?
A new day.
What's up, Queen?
Oh, man.
How you doing?
February has been good. January went by so fast, but February has been good. I taught my first class at Lively. A natural hair and braiding class last night. Really? So it was fun, man. Get ready for these new stylists that's getting ready to graduate from Lively. Like I had a good time. It was a different experience, but I truly enjoyed it. I really did. I was only supposed to be there for an hour, and I ended up staying till almost like the end of class. They get out of class at 9. So I was there from probably about like 6:30 to 9 o'clock last night. But it was good.
That's dope, though. That's really good.
Real good.
That's real good.
So I enjoyed myself. But yeah, you know, hey, it's a new week, new month. Let's go.
Well, it's almost over, though. The month almost over. We
next
are.
Next week.
It's the 19th. We got how many more weeks? One more week.
We got one more week. Next Saturday is the last day, which is the 29th, that extra day that we have for this month. It's still Black History Month. What y'all did out there for Black History Month this month of this year?
And I must say, welcome to Pisces season. It is officially Pisces
Shelby's
season.
Shelby's birthday.
Yes, baby, we're coming up. We are about to pop.
Yes.
Birthdays are a huge, huge, huge deal to me. It's a holiday for me, so I really, really love birthdays. I'm excited.
I'm happy for you, girl. Yes, girl. I'm ready. Look, what we going to do?
I don't know yet, because I'm trying to...
What birthday fall on?
It's on a Tuesday, so we got to do something the weekend before.
And
probably the weekend after, you know, do a couple things because, you know, I'm turning, it's another year. That's a holiday.
See if we have the R&B social lounge going on.
I think that's at the beginning of March, like around like the 6th.
I think the 8th. I know the one is on the 9th. The 8th, that Sunday of the 8th.
So maybe I could check into that, but you know, it's Pisces season, y'all. So welcome. Hello, everybody. Hello, holiday. What's up, boom? So, again, welcome to Wednesday, another wonderful episode of Shelby's World.
Yes.
We appreciate y'all for always tuning in and checking in on us and, you know, giving us some of that energy because we always need that good energy to keep going.
Yes, all of us do.
Yes. So, before we get started, you know, I always like to go into my quote of the day, my fact of the day, and we're going to start off with the fact of the day. The first one is, one study of young children show that they ask an average of 300 questions per day.
I can believe that. I really can believe that. Like, what age group?
It didn't say. It just talking about just... So, yeah. I'm guessing they're talking about the smaller age group because it says young children.
Yeah.
But I believe that is true.
Because I can recall when my kids was like going into elementary school, every day they got in the car, they just did it, especially my daughter. I used to be like, girl, can you take a breather? Like, my son, not so much as my daughter, but I can believe that. But that's good, though.
Your children
ain't asking questions, it's a problem.
It is good. It's very, very, thank you. Thank you, Manda. Yeah, she saying her daughter does too. Her, you know, people, and it's probably mostly the girls.
Yeah.
I got two girls. I had multiple questions.
And we're back after a brief intermission.
Next week, I'm supposed to be doing a makeup class, which is J2 Couture, home of the 20-minute face. You coming? I can show you how to do your face in 20 minutes. It's just the basics.
20 minutes?
But 20 minutes, because I know we got churn to get ready to drop off to school. We got to get to work. I ain't got time to be in no mirror beating my face every day.
Let me give you a 20-minute face.
And it's just $40. It's going to be next Saturday. It's just $40. You come in. I show you what you need to do. If you want to order products from the J2 Couture line, you can. But it's just basic. It's just, look, I actually did. And then my motto for it is know your face. Know your brushes and know where to apply.
Mm.
So it's something just quick, fast, easy. We're gonna have a little hors d'oeuvres and something small, but you know, just having fun, showing you how to do your makeup in 20 minutes so you can, you know, get on to your business so you won't be late for work. Or actually in the car, putting on your mascara like I see some of the ladies do. Or they're
driving down the road.
You driving down the road and you just, like, is she putting on her makeup?
A full face.
So check out J2 Couture.
Well, I know about 3 brushes. So...
And that's the thing. I'm gonna show you how many brushes. You don't really need that many brushes to do this 20-minute face. Maybe 3. I say probably 4 brushes can get you in there. But it's just basic. It's just basic makeup.
Okay.
Powder and a BB cream or foundation. Your mascara. We ain't putting on lashes or none because that's a whole nother 50. If you know how to put them on, it'll take you 5. But if you don't, that might take you 15
minutes. You know I'm scared of lashes.
That might take you 15. Yeah, you'd be blanking. You'd be blanking. But
you know I'd be going.
I got that going on, but March is the month.
That's the month. We got so much going on in March.
March is the month for us.
We got a lot going on in March, y'all. I think we all are. We got
first week.
The first week is going to be an erupting week of greatness. We got our first live podcast. On the 7th, we're going live, y'all. We're so excited. If you haven't booked or reserved your free spot, your free ticket, we have an Eventbrite link. You can go on Show As Well Podcast and catch that link or go on Queens.
At Queens Movement.
I always say just Queens Movement, y'all. I've been thinking about the one. So I had to let Queens say it. Queens but Movement, go check that out.
Freedom Train Network.
Freedom Train Network. All those are places you can go and check out for the tickets and see if they, because we may not have any more, but just go check. Because
go check, because look, it's very minimal.
It's a very minimal. It's
going to be good.
I'm so excited, y'all. That's we starting off March with a bang.
Even if you miss this one, we got more stuff coming. We're gonna do more. Look, we're gonna be on the road, as Miss Shelby said. We're gonna be on the road.
We will be taking podcast, Shelby's World Podcast on the road. So we looking out for
that's gonna be good. And then I got She's Good. Oh my God, this is a 3-day event: Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So like. Saturday is actually you have to pay it because it's brunch. It's $20, but it's going to be a full panel. You get to sit there, eat, listen to the men and women just pour into. You're going to be able to ask questions. That's going to be at the HD Church Tallahassee. You can actually go to my Queens Movement page. I have that information on there, the flyer and all of that. But that's going to be good. Friday night is just really the RP7 ladies that's actually getting up, telling their stories, what they've been through. Like, it's very inspiring. So, you know, check that
out. So the RP7 ladies are going to be having like a little reunion.
Actually, the RP7 ladies, this is the new class. Okay. And so
I'm six.
So each class, they actually put on an empowerment event. Nice. So this is their empowerment of it, and ours was just 2 nights. Theirs 3 nights.
Wow.
So, well, 3 days, because Sunday we have the actual church service where all of us come and fellowship together and stuff like that. But, you know, check it out, guys. Like, the Friday and Sunday is free.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you know, come check it out. So March
about to be full. We got a lot going on, so we're just going to tell you about the first week.
Yeah, because I got something else going on in March.
We got something.
So when we get close to that date, we'll tell you.
Yes. And y'all know me. I'm a big birthday girl person, so I may just, you know, end up throwing something just because it's my birthday. And saying, let's get together and do like a wine and sip or something like that.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So just stay tuned because I'll put that out there and let my ladies know about that because I like to be around the ladies and hang out with the ladies and, you know, encourage my sisters and my queens.
We uplifting queens in 2020 and kings.
Being visual with it too.
Yeah.
And each other face with it.
Yeah.
So
we got to do that.
Yes. So that's what we got going on so far. But we're gonna get into the show. Start talking about some things that we got on our agenda for today.
Yes, we, this new Black News Network.
Yes, Tallahassee has a new Black News channel, y'all. And we don't know a whole lot about the channel, but Queen gonna get a whole lot more information as time progresses with it.
I reached out to someone, so we'll have that once I get the information from them and see what they actually come in and sit down and give us a little bit more information on it. But I think it launched, was it February 10th?
February 10th, I believe.
February 10th. It's not on Comcast from what they were saying, and it's not on the Dish Network either.
So nobody like that has picked it up yet, or they haven't fed it to it yet?
Mm-mm. So it's channel, I think from what I read, it was channel 24, I guess, with your antennas. If you like me, I got antennas at my house because I don't have cable, but I have a Roku box.
It's channel 24?
I think channel 24 from what they were saying. So
how you can get it on Roku? I got Roku.
Well, you have to use your antennas.
I don't have those.
You gotta get you some antennas.
I don't have antennas. We old school. I'm not checking to that, but I want to. So if we don't have antenna, we can't watch the Black News.
We can't. BNC. Watch it.
We can't watch it. But guess what we're gonna do? We're gonna get some antenna. We're gonna get some because we're gonna support the new BNC.
We
want to
support, but they say it's on other I guess cable networks. I guess outside of Tallahassee, but. I don't know. I'll look more into it, and then I'll try to make sure that I get some more information from the young lady that I'm going to reach out to once she gives me a call back and everything, and see what she actually come and be on the podcast so you can actually hear her, because she is the weather lady.
She's the weather lady on there? Mm-hmm. That's so cool, man, y'all.
Like, yes, and this is actually like a family, well, actually a friend of mine, my kid's godparents, the sister of the their godmom. So I think it's gonna be nice. Like, actually, they, you know, they're just trying to target the Black, you know, for us to get on, watch TV, watch a little
like news, Black sports, black, you know. I know what we don't control the weather, but weather in the Black community, things like that, you know. We
to see Black people on TV, you know, representing you, that's inspiring. Think that about is. When Common Commons was on TV when we were
young. We loved that.
We loved her. Like, people still love her.
We watch the news just for that.
Look, when I see her today, I be like, and she is
so, and she's still pretty.
And down to earth. Like, oh, yeah, she see you, sweet. She be like, hey girl, how you doing? She might not know you by name, but I follow her on social media. She follow me, and she be like, you doing all right? I'm like, girl, yeah, I'm doing fine. So, just to see her and what she, how she involved on the news channel. So, you know, I think it's something good for, and it launched right here out of Tallahassee.
Right out of Tallahassee, y'all.
We're doing things here in Tallahassee.
I'm super excited about that. I'm going to see if we can try to get, like you said, get somebody on the show.
Get somebody on and have them to come in and, you know, give us a little feedback.
Tell us what's going on with how they got started. This is not the first one. I was reading about it when they launched. This is like the second or third location, I believe, because they have one in D.C. and I believe one in Atlanta. If I'm not mistaken,
it might be in Atlanta.
But I know they have other ones.
The new radio station.
Oh, we got there's so much going on. Look at that. They got it. Oh yes, I saw that. I saw that.
And matter of fact, their location is right here on Mahan.
See, we gotta try to get some of those people in. So if y'all know anybody that know those people, let me know who they are so I can get in contact with them. But I'm pretty sure Google will get me there too. You know, it's not.
I love Google. That's why people be like, well, why you? Google. Like, talking to your phone and everything that you need will come up on this.
And they control us now.
Yeah, I don't like that. When I research something, I go to Facebook or Instagram, and what I just researched is actually
come right up on my feed.
I don't like that. That's too much information.
I don't like it either. That means it's just listening to everything we talk
about. Everything you type in that search engine.
In the search engine, what you doing in your house?
That's why they know about these people out here doing murders and stuff.
What you doing in your house is coming up, y'all. I'm telling you, because how it come up in your search engine just like that.
Yeah.
You ain't speak it to nobody.
But Google.
I did. My brother told me one day he had a thought in Google, and he went and started typing the first letter in, and his thought came up in the Google bar.
Oh my God. I'm done. Look, you see me like, that's scary. Look, now you Google read your mind, girl.
It's a lot going on with this stuff.
That's why I upgraded on my phone.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. We gotta be careful. So just be careful.
Be mindful of all of that stuff. Be mindful of what you research and stuff like that you don't want to get back. But I don't even think it matters if you was at the library researching, because you gotta still type in a code if you're using your email address and all of that stuff.
So, correct.
Yeah, be mindful of all of that, what you're doing. Look, they say they're watching us. even on our television.
And it don't matter what you do, really. You're using your phones. You use everything for everything. You're using it to
and do it's everything. And off every tower.
Right.
So wherever you go, it's just coming off every tower. So
I know they say you can cut off your location and things don't show up. Really, but yeah, please. If you cut off your location and things don't show up, but you type in stuff in your Google search engine,
it's going to show up. And your location.
I didn't even know that Google has a timeline of you. It tracks you and what you do. I found that out the other day. I was like, Jesus.
That's, so, I tell you, it's scary. We have no privacy anymore. No privacy anymore at all. We think we do, but we really don't. Even with our TVs, they was talking about how they people actually watching us through mm-hmm. our television. So how my television going to ask me?
Did you cover up your camera?
On my television?
On your laptop and stuff?
I close my laptop every night. I do not leave it open. Oh, yeah. I close mine down. But how do my television tell me and say to me, are you still watching? Hit the button to continue. What?
You tell me to hit the button
to continue. So you know my eyes are not watching.
They do that all the time.
Be careful. I'm telling they was. Be over there in front of the TV.
Not in front of the TV.
Because it's watching you. So yeah, that's scary. That's scary. So be mindful of that stuff.
No, it's privacy. Funny though.
It is. Low privacy. Look. And hey, look. Get on the. Make sure you check in your kid's phone. We have to keep saying this. I was getting on my son this morning about something that he posts, and I had to tell him, this is just not you. That what you post. Look, don't be posting crap like this. Because, see, the stuff that we post, even if it's on our story, that stuff mm-hmm. still follow us. It mm-hmm. could be 20 years from now. What you post on that story, trust me and trust and believe, it's somewhere out there in cyberspace that somebody...
Well, somebody done screenshot it.
Yeah, so I had to get on him. So, you know, be mindful of what your kids posting, the stuff that they posting, and just check those phones, check those accounts, those social media accounts that they have. And some of them try to be slick and have about 4 or 5 different accounts, but get that phone like you need to use it and just start going through mm-hmm. it. Just start going through it.
So it's easy.
Be very mindful of what your kids are actually posting and what they're actually listening to and watching, because it's some crazy stuff out here, especially on that YouTube. Oh my God, that stuff is But that's a whole
YouTube
topic.
Allow everything to come up there now.
Everything, and when you got cartoon porn and mm-hmm. all of that stuff, like, man, come on, man.
In
like,
the video games, they doing it.
That part, I'm so happy. My son, only video games he like is sports, all basketball.
That's good.
He don't want no other sports. He just started getting into the other little games, but he know that we ain't finna buy them games. We ain't
that's
about
good
them.
Though.
So, yeah, be mindful of that, guys. So what's next, Shell?
Well. We got an interesting topic next. Partnership. Mm.
Partnership.
What does it mean to you, Queen?
Loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty. Support. It's a lot with partnership. Because you have your partners as far as your business partner, mm-hmm. your partner that you're in a relationship with. Even friends are partnerships.
That's right.
So it's a lot can go up on the partnership, but loyalty is key.
But you partnership. Know, I have trust is I think my biggest thing that in partnership too. Because loyalty is huge. But people loyal more. You got to be kind of really descriptive with loyalty because mm-hmm. when you say who you loyal, you know you ain't showing me no loyalty. Well, I came into this to show me loyalty. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
some
true.
People be selfish with their loyalty.
That's true.
So, you know, don't be always expecting just because you're dealing with somebody who's saying they're loyal, that they're loyal to
they're
you.
They're loyal to you.
Yeah, they could just be loyal to the idea of what you're doing.
That's true.
But trying to see what they can get out of the situation.
It's a partnership. That's something a lot of people need to think about. When you get into relationships, when you get in partnerships with friends, when it comes down to business and all of that yeah. type of stuff. Because, man, look, there's some stories out there about people and partnerships and becoming friends and business
and mixing it
yeah
and then when you
and you don't know how to separate it you don't know how, it look when you I'm gonna tell you this. J2 Couture, it wasn't just Candace that owned J2 Couture at one point in time. I actually had a friend that was partners with me. Mm-hmm. But I was more driven than she was. Mm-hmm. So when she just fell, I mean, completely fell off for months, it had to be about 6-7 months. And then you come back and say, well, I got a business. You tell people, no, you don't have a business anymore. We was a partner. You just came not connect with me, not talk to me when we was talking every day. We was doing everything to build this business. Well, but it was more of me building the business. She would impose them, and I had to be like, you know what? I got to cut this off. Because you really don't want this as bad as I want. Mm-hmm. And it kind of messed up the friendship. I was cool. I was still cool because, like I told her, baby, look, it ain't got nothing to do with our friendship. It's just business.
Business.
And that's all it is. But
when you can't separate the two, then you know that partnership wasn't real.
Yep.
I read somewhere that if a partnership can't, if it's bendable, then it's not mendable.
Mm. That's
so
good.
It's real good.
That's good.
When I read, oh my God. Yeah. But I read that and I thought about that and I was like, anything that can break, you cannot put back together again.
Yeah.
Because regardless, it's still gonna have that crack.
That crack
it's never gonna be completely.
It'll never be sealed.
The same thing.
Never be sealed.
It's never gonna have the same. And that's what trust is for me when it comes to the partnerships. When you break trust, the partnership is destroyed.
It's destroyed.
So,
And for females, it's very hard for us to, that trust issue.
To rebuild it.
To rebuild it. It is very, very, very hard. Like, right. We can forgive, but baby, we ain't gonna forget.
No.
We ain't gonna forget. And some of us don't bring it back up. Some do. But it's that trust is, man,
huge.
Look, that's huge. That is very huge, that trust issue. So, you got to be mindful of that.
And most times if you start off with a partnership that is built upon that legitimacy of the business portion anyway, you're going to have a good partnership. Mm-hmm. Because you ain't going in and thinking about, you know, this my friend, this like, you know, I'm expecting this, and this of her as a friend. Nah, you going in it where we equally know exactly what we doing. We expecting the same of each other.
Yeah.
It ain't no bullshit between.
Roles.
Exactly. Like, I'm not expecting her to do more than me, but I want the same benefits. No, We can't do that because how is that going to work? That's broken from the beginning. So, again, if it's bendable, it ain't mendable. So
I like that.
I like that. You better keep it. Yes. Keep it. Save that. That's a good one.
Look, somebody need to type that.
Y'all save that one. That's a good one.
That is a
if it's bendable,
bendable,
it can't be mendable. And we're talking about partnerships.
But it ain't mine.
But
look, I just told my sister that she put something on Facebook. I think that was last Sunday. I was like, I might need to put that on a shirt. She was like, just don't forget about me, sis. Just don't forget. I'm like, sis, I ain't gonna forget about you. But I'm like, I need to go on a shirt.
I'm gonna write it just in case we do something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get somebody permission or something. I don't know.
Some.
I gotta look up and see where I can get it from again. But partnerships are they're very intuitive. We gotta be able to be both forthcoming, both willing
honest.
To sacrifice the same
we
thing.
Gotta be honest with one another.
Definitely honest. Being able to communicate. Those are just some of the big things when it comes to partnership. It's important.
It is.
We got to have a good, and I think a lot of me and Queen, I knew who she was for a long time, but I, you know, actually upon meeting her, it was by chance, and I just hit up one day, saw that she did makeup. And I was like, okay, let me hit up, whatever. And she came over. It probably could have took up about like 30, 40 minutes to do my makeup.
It
was like 2 and a half hours.
Talking.
Then, just talking, doing my makeup. And then we ended up forming a partnership because we started working together with the community brand that we built. And it went from there. So, you know, we started doing things and it led to a good thing.
Yeah.
So, when you see that, you use that. You don't stray away from what you already have, trying to look for something different. And
you got to just trust
people. You don't stray away.
from what you already have to try to look for something different. You already got it.
You already got it. So it's right there in front of you.
Yes.
So, but yeah, we built this friendship. Like, it was progress. Mm-hmm. I was going through something, and I don't open up to people, but I just opened up to her. Just laid it out there. And she was just there. Like, queen, like, what? So from there, we just been on it. And then, look, we ain't even going to get into the conversation we had last night. Because when I got off the phone with her, I was like, man, Shelby didn't been on the phone almost 2 hours.
That's what I said.
Like, oh, my God. But
I said,
hey, sometimes we need that.
Mm-hmm.
We really need that. And you need somebody that you can talk to that's going to speak life into you. You speak life into them. This season, that's what it's really about. And I tell you, if you don't have those type of people around you, baby.
I really do believe that 2020 is the year of vision.
Yeah.
And
you better find somebody.
You start seeing things a whole lot more clearly. Expecting
it's the year of the
your
mouth.
Expectations to be fulfilled. And start speaking things that you want, because all you got to do now is speak it and be faithful and believe in it and know that you're doing the work.
Yes.
And it's going to happen for you.
It will manifest. So, you know, you got to be mindful of those words that you use. I tell my daughter and my son that all the time. Be mindful of the words that come out your mouth. Don't say what you can't and cannot do.
That's right.
When you say those things, that's just what manifests. When I say, oh, I can't, look, Candace can do this. I can do that. Look, and it just start manifesting. So you want to speak positive words into your life.
Always affirm yourself.
Always.
Believe it. Affirm it.
Don't put yourself down. Look, gosh, what
people? You got enough people out there willing to do that enough.
Yeah.
You don't need to be the other person that's jumping on that bandwagon, tearing you down.
And people feel that. People feel that. Especially if you're in business. Oh man. Like people feel and see the confidence, and they can also not see the confidence in you, and they won't even come deal with you.
They can.
So you know you got to be mindful of that too. You got to have that confidence, man. You got to walk with your head up. You got to walk in this season with your head so high. If they say, "Girl, she stuck up," girl, he stuck up. So
keep walking. Like
you keep walking with your
don't
head
change your walk for other people.
Smiling. I mean, you strive. I mean, you walk that thing like you a model on that runway, and you just walking it. You walking into that next level. You walking into your next destiny. Something that's bright. Look, I tell people now, when I'm going through something, going through the trials and tribulations, I always see. I see the light now at the end of the tunnel. 5 years ago, I wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, oh, Jesus, here we go. God is all, something. Look at me. Watch something going on again. But now I'm like, oh, okay. Well, strap up my big girl boots and let's roll with it. Because I still see that light at the end of the tunnel, because I know I'm destined for greatness. And that's how you got to look at it and know that you're destined for greatness. Because we all destined for it. It's just
how bad you want it, what you're doing to do it. Get
yes.
it. And you got to know that in order to see that light at the end of the tunnel, you got to be putting in that work. I'm telling you.
Yeah. It ain't going to fall on your lap now.
You can't manifest nothing without work.
Uh-uh.
Like, seriously, it just doesn't happen that way.
Without works is
completely dead. So that all is an intertwine of what builds a strong partnership. You got to be able to have all those things. And bring all of you and those things to the table, making sure that everybody is striving and doing their best to make sure that partnership is stable. But before we wrap up, because you know, something near and dear is going on in our city. We today in Tallahassee, it's a nice day today.
It
was a really nice day. It looked like it's going to pour down. It still kind of looked like it, but hey, it's nice and warm.
We're supposed to get a little cold front. I think it's going to be the last little cold front probably this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, springtime. I can't wait. And time go back on the 8th, so put that in the calendar.
Oh, March 8th. It's going to be a long Sunday then, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, because we go that hour up. So we're going to be an hour ahead. See, we're an hour back.
Oh, yes, honey. Yeah. So we're springing forward.
More sun that's going to be outside.
That's why I said it's going to be a long sun. It's going to be a long day.
A long day. A long sunshine day. Outside. Long day. I love it. I love springtime. But, you know, we got flowers and everything, right? The magnolias blooming. Oh, that's
everything is looking good out there.
So,
I was about to say, y'all, y'all be careful.
They just found a fourth dead body in Tallahassee at the Walmart on Tennessee Street today of a missing woman. Wow. This is the fourth body in like a month in Tallahassee, y'all. So you guys be careful, be safe. It's a lot going on. And people, it's some really, really bad people.
Yeah.
So that trusting
on the news, they were talking about even babysitters now are kidnapping kids, selling them into sex trafficking and stuff. So you better know who's watching your children.
This is ridiculous, y'all. It's some evil people out there, and then they're not doing it just for money anymore. It's really just who they are. Mm-hmm. And
the truth
the trusting of any and everybody has to stop. You got to teach your children not to be that way. We gotta be really, really mindful of what's going on in our surroundings.
Yeah.
Our day-to-day actions, because just like you have a routine, people know you have a routine.
Yes.
So
take different ways to work at home. Sometimes.
Just do things differently.
They don't have to be the same routine. And a lot of us do take the same routes to work and school and wherever we go around town. We take
You can't help but take that route. But even with other stuff, just do things differently. Mm-hmm. Like turn off your porch light sometimes. Don't always have it on. People, because then they expect unexpected. You know, it's just things like that. Just
I think I'll never have mine on. Unless I leave the house and I know I'm going to come right back and it's dark. But I try not even to leave my house when it's dark, unless I'm going out somewhere. But
right.
Once I'm home from work and everything, I barely leave out my house at 10 or something like that, because I do my last patient at 8:30. So by the time I get back home, it's probably about 9:15. And I leave my son always turn my porch light on for me. When he know that I'm coming home from work, he turn my porch light on for me. Like, Ma, I know you're on your way home, so I'm going to turn the porch light on. Because it is kind of dark in my around the townhouse that I actually live in and stuff. But other than that, y'all be careful, man. Because they found the other young lady, I guess, Fort Valley?
Yeah.
That young lady, they found her, so...
Dead though. Luckily they found a little missing girl that was missing around here. She was alive, unharmed, but she was found. It's just too much going on. They snatching up kids. They snatching up women. They ain't snatching up these men, because it's mostly men doing the snatching.
But some of the women conspiring.
They're conspiring. So be careful. Trust. Like at this point, trust no one.
Yeah.
You got to look over your shoulders about everything. And it's really, really sad, but that is where we are. Those are the times.
It's kind of good. Now, we used to always be talking about we want our kids to be outside playing, but now that's an afterthought.
It ain't safe.
If you ain't out there with them, see, we was able as kids to go outside.
Man, our parents didn't know who was outside.
All over the neighborhood and stuff. Probably in other neighborhoods that we had.
At the store, I went to the store 3-4 times. I caught the bus, went to the library. We everywhere.
We everywhere, the mall, but now you're.
And all this, our mom at work, and it's summertime. They asked us how they was. What y'all did? They number just hung out in the neighborhood.
We've been to the mall.
We've been everywhere.
Look, you can't do that now. I grew up over here by Lincoln, so we used to be over there on Ridge Road. We used to be everywhere.
You can't do that now, though. You can't let your kids just roam freely like that.
Nah, you can't.
We barely had cars. We walked everywhere. Took the bus.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So we were young. We were too young for all that.
That's funny, because even in my hometown of Fort Meade, it's a mining town.
Mm-hmm.
False fake mine and stuff. And, a lot of citrus trees and stuff like that. So the next town over was actually Hardee County, which is Bowling Green and Wauchope. We used to ride our bikes from Fort Meade through the mines and the back roads. It used to be about 15 of us, though, to the next town, which was probably in a car. It was like 10 minutes, but on the bike, it probably took us 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The next
time. Yeah.
You can't do that now. Your children can't do it. I don't care if it is 15. We can't do that. But my aunt got on. What in the age is y'all doing? Let me call mama right now. She called about grandma. Like, look, you just called on about five of us. That's grandma church. You ain't calling on the rest of them. Look, but the town was small, so if my grandma
everybody knew.
Parents and grandparents knew too. That's when grandparents was at home. Grandmothers was at home. and was able to keep grandkids during the summertime. But like, we used to be all over our little town.
Everywhere.
All uptown. Look, we was even driving with no license.
Well, right. We did our thing now, but we're not, it's just so different now. I don't know. It's just so different, y'all. We got to
be careful.
Just
y'all.
Be careful.
Watch out for your kids. Talk to them. Let them know. Kids can't even really talk to. Look, we was always telling the kids not to talk to strangers, but really, they can't talk to strangers. Not like say anything. And I know some people, some kids are very friendly.
Talkative and start telling everything.
Yeah, and just like to talk to people. But you have to be very mindful of who your kids talking to. And when you out there in stores with them young kids, I don't care if they're teenage kids, you need to make sure that they stay with you all the time. I used to make my kids either walk right beside me or in front of me. Don't walk behind
nobody
me. Somebody snatch you up there. Look, my kids say I was a crazy mama. So
I would
be very crazy. So you got to be mindful of that. You know, keep your eyes and ears open, y'all. Watch out for other kids, too.
Take care of yours and everybody else.
Ones in the neighborhoods.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all, guess what? We got a live podcast show. It's come. Men up. On March 7th, the Sunday. Oh, no, that's a Saturday. I was around. I can't even continue. My bad.
She was flowing too.
Anywho.
Yeah, y'all.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We are appreciate y'all all the time. Every time. We love you. We like you. All those good things. But make sure if you have not reserved your spot and if there are any more spots left, y'all follow us. Come check it out. It's gonna be great. We're gonna have a real great time.
A couple of hors d'oeuvres.
Let's drizzle.
Some music and some good conversation from all the other podcast shows that's going to be there.
FreedomTrainNetwork.com, y'all.
FreedomTrain.
Hey, that's where you can go find all the live podcasts. Everything we do, Freedom Train.
They're doing big things. So, y'all, you know, tune in, y'all. Look, tune in. Don't just listen to Shelby's World podcast. Listen to all the podcasts that's on the
They're beautiful. They got a lot of informative stuff on there. And I'm serious, y'all. Good music. And like you got the sports podcast from a black perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You got the informational stuff that's, you know, across the world, the industries, organizations. You got that on Lessons from the Screens. And you got the Freedom Train Network where they dive deep into what's going on with the black roots and all us or anything just informational about black archives or whatever. Then you got the Enigma Sep Hour, music, hip hop, everything. That's and then of course you got us lifestyle, motivational, encouraging over here, giving y'all stuff from a black woman's perspective. So, check it out. Check us all out.
Yeah.
Check us all out.
Those podcasts is like Freedom Train coming up.
We got some stuff going on, y'all. So, stay tuned. But anyway, tune in next Wednesday. We got a live interview with Mr. Brandon Mickens himself of Flesh Lifestyle. It's going to be really good. We're excited.
Oh, long-term friend. Long-term friend.
Yes. Way back in the day.
Yeah, high school. Wait, we've been out of school 20 years this year. Still looking good though.
Period. So y'all, thank y'all. Take care.
Love
y'all. Y'all be good. Love y'all. Peace.